forget coming back, never leave.
I want to thank the committee for asking me to share. The topic is right on time because just for today, it talks about I know where the good life is. Just for today, it talks about I know where the good life is. I'll keep coming back. I've been in Narcotics Anonymous since June the 20th of 2001. I'm coming up on 10 years. Wow. I want to sum this up to give the next person time. But this year alone, I have been through a lot of things. And I haven't used.
Come on.
And at the end, I'm selling food stamps and a dope man had to take me to the store. My children took it from me from child and family service.
Talk to him. Talk to me.
I go to detox after several events of using. And they gave me warnings to get together on a Tuesday, but I couldn't do it because the Tuesday, I'm still tricking and I'm still using, and I can't stop. So when I did go into treatment one day, June the 20th, they told me to take a test and I'm HIV positive. And they tell me my son at the time, my son was 3 months old, he got took it from me. And my son got full-blown AIDS. So I think I need to use now, you know, in treatment. I called a dope man and said, come get me. Meet me at the corner. Because I think I got a reason to use. And I walked to the corner, and my grandmother rolled down the street and took me back to treatment. And I didn't use. But I'm talking about not using, keep coming back. I'm talking about this young lady that's in a program of Narcotics Anonymous took me to my first meeting. And I stayed in the meeting. I'm looking at everybody. I want to know why y'all keep giving these hugs. Because my mind still was on the street. If you hug me one more time, I want to know how much you got. What you can do for me. That's my mind. But as gradually time go by, I have changed. Yes, I made some mistakes. Yes, I made some bad decisions. Yes, I have tricked in the program. But we talking about today's date. From keep coming back, I don't do them things today. Today, I got some time underneath my belt. I got 5 years without tricking. I got 8 years in the program without boosting. I got going on 10 being responsible for my children, and the same judge that took my children, the same judge gave me my children back. My child, that we talk about keep coming back in my story, in the midst, and I'm going to round it up to this year, because I'm really going through, and I tried to, like, dress it up cute today, because that's how I do, because for real, in the inside, I'm really not feeling that good. But I got a sponsor that's been helping me for the last 9 years, and I chose to get a new sponsor because that's my decision to help me on a deeper level. And they both been helping me, and I'm not bashing my sponsor. I'm talking about the keep coming back part. They've been helping me. Yes. Let's get that straight. Because people, you know, okay. So I'm talking about in the program, getting all the children back. I want to know how I'm going to raise 4 children without smoking crack. I want to know how I'm going to raise children and be responsible and take them to the doctor's appointment and go to PTA meetings. I don't know how to do that. So my sponsors had to show me how to do that. Y'all people in the program had to show me how to do that. So now I'm in a program, keep coming back. I learned how to do that. I'm talking about, I'm not using, I'm not drinking. My mother still doing what she do because I use with my mother, but I need to be example for my mother and don't call her no name. I'm talking about every time I call my mother be right there, tweaked up and all. I love my mom. tell her today I love you. I can't no longer beat her up with that insane thought to think I'm better than her because I'm in a program and just because I'm not using and make her feel belittled because she's still using. We someone keep coming back. You need to be an example. Let me round my story up for the day for this year. What I've been going through, you somehow keep coming back. My 22, I'm talking about these children. I'm talking about where I've been at in my recovery. I ain't talking about the relationship. But y'all, I ain't talking about the relationship with Boo. I'm talking about the one I got with me. I'm talking about I got the one with me. Depression. Stressed out. Neuropathy in my legs now. A virus in my skin. All this comes from stress. I isolate. I don't call nobody. I call my sponsor. I call people in my network. My network went down. That means I don't have to people please nobody and tell them nothing about me. I just look at you, hey, how you doing? And I share exactly where I'm at. And I no longer raise my hand in the media curve to say, so ain't nobody going to dismiss my how I feel. I'm something I go through. What you doing today, Angel? I get up every morning at 6 o'clock and I pray. I get on the hotline at 7 o'clock just for the day and listen. I call my sponsor. I read the just for the day. I go to a 12 noon meeting and I stay hungry. Why you not working, Angel? I'm a case manager. I'm addiction counselor. From last year to this year, I've been rumbling. I moved in a brand new house with no money. How you get there? I just prayed to God and said, God, help me. How you manage? I'm managing. I'm using the system right now. I'm like, they said, what you doing? Look, I'm using consulting work. I'm using the system. That's what I'm doing. I got food in the refrigerator, and I ain't using it. My house ain't a crack house. That means more to me than anything. What's really going on? Look, my weight, I weigh a size 13. That's my original weight. We talking about the low self-esteem. Look, I'm depressed. I done lost all this weight due to my illness. I'm wearing a size 5 now. And then I got to look at my jeans, and I'm so caught up in the word about what society say. My weight is not my character, Angel. God, please help me right now. Because I need to free myself. My weight ain't my character, Angel. That's the men or the women character who they may perceive you to be. When they used to see me with my little butt. Oh, yeah, okay, but now I'm slimmed down. They look at me like I'm smoking. I ain't smoking. You already know what's going on with me. I'm someone I still ain't using. I'm someone I got an illness that I got to deal with. Now I got to see a therapist twice a week. Why, Angel? For me. We talking about that disease. How I keep coming back. How I use my therapist. How about your children? How I go to the therapist for my son, the 17, who's straddling the fence, y'all. I just went to a funeral this morning to pay respects to his best friend got shot down 11 times. And I'm like, what do you do, Angel? You show up. And you still come to the convention. And you pray to your higher power. And you pray and ask God to protect your child while you're in Ocean City. While he had the repass and all that. Because he didn't want to come. I can't put my program on him. I got to put the keeper program on me. But I brought my daughter down here. She got her own hotel. She, you know, she's 14. She, look, my daughter getting ready to go to Duke Ellington in September. Right. Someone keep coming back. The same son that got full-blown AIDS. My son is in a third grade, 10 years old. He's doing wonderful and well. Right. I'm talking about, this is my story. I'm talking about keep coming back. My 22 young was facing 25 years, and they asked me to send a character letter. And one of the character letters had to be about me, so they changed his sentence. So then they gave him 8. He did half of the 8. He's supposed to come out this June. They sent the package home, and he stabbed somebody 17 times. I'm like, God, what are you doing? God said, just hold still. I'm going to look at it in a positive way. He don't want your son to come home right now. He got accepted for college in California, but he in the jail. He don't want him to come home right now. All my son want me to do is stay clean. He ain't worried about the virus. He ain't worried about nothing. Oh, he be telling me my clean day. He always say, Mom, don't forget June the 20th. I said, man, I ain't forget. Because he remember, I took him a lot of places. I was like, that's a piece of candy right there. Right? So I'm talking about staying and not using and keep coming back in spite of how I feel. That I isolate, I don't want nobody to see how I really look, how I feel, what's going on with me. I call my sponsor. I ain't shared in no meeting. I'm just quiet. I got two sponsees. I have a sponsor. I'm in service. I do the best I can do. The best. But I can do better. Honestly. But when I get locked and loaded in the inside, from not allowing my higher power to do what he need to do for me, and I keep allowing people, places, and things and a feeling of flesh to do for me, I get exactly what I get. So where I'm at now, I've been allowing the higher power to do what he need to do for me, good, bad, and indifference. Okay, what else, God? What else you got me to do? What else gonna happen, God? But I ain't gonna use. I'm gonna keep coming back. I ain't going nowhere. What they say that topic is, the first part of that sentence? What
forget
that
is? Coming back. Never
look,
leave.
I ain't going nowhere. Look, the house can burn down.
Right.
You know, I just did some more insurance for my children because now I got that fear coming up. Been honest. I could come in here with one leg.
Mm. That's right.
I ain't going nowhere. When I go to the doctor and get this shot, you know, they give me a shot every month for the neuropathy. And I got pain in my legs. So I can't wear high heels and look cute no more, right? So I'm like, Monday when I go to the doctor and they give me my shot, and if they give me another diagnosis, I ain't going nowhere.
That's right, babe.
My hair gonna fall out. I got half tracks in, and all this my hair. But, you know, these my eyelashes. I ain't going nowhere. I got push on nails today. I ain't going nowhere. You ain't got to worry about me going nowhere. Look, I could come in here and share some of the same thoughts, what's going on with me, for me to free me, to help somebody else. I ain't going nowhere. Right? Because I believe this is unity. It ain't unity because we in Ocean City. Let's go there. I just seen you at the 8 o'clock meeting yesterday.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about unity.
Yeah, girl.
Somebody I just don't know. Don't matter race, color, greed, and all that. Religion, lack of religion. Mm. How much you use. What your connection was. What you did in the past. What you doing today. I'm going to give you a hug and say, I love you, man. We can do this together. I ain't going nowhere. Because, let me say this. I believe, this is my belief, it may not be yours. This program was designed for people, right? That need it. We might not don't want it at the time. Because I ain't want it. My reservations are still there. And right now, I don't think about using alcohol or drugs. My mind will hurt me because I start thinking too much.
Yeah.
And I harm me, not you, I harm me with my thinking. So now, I'm at a point in my recovery. I've been giving it all to God. God, please help me right now.
Talk to him.
Please cover me. Please shield and protect me, Lord. That's it. And be all right with whatever decision he say I want to be made for you, angel. And it might be one that I'm not agreeing about. I got 5 minutes.
Well.
Look. everybody a safe trip here, even when you get home. Right? And encourage one another, even the one who come who don't even have 24 hours. How about the ones that got 20 years? The ones in between like me with 10. Let's help one another, man. Even when we come in and start, Angel come in. I remember coming in the rooms talking crazy.
Yes, yes.
Huh? We got the witness in here, remember?
Yes.
And any given day, I would do it again. But I'm working on what I say out my mouth and how I say it.
Yes.
And I'm giving all my glory to my high power. Thanks for letting me share.
Yes.